Hey guys, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I'm here with Lauren Egan. We are recording this on Tuesday. It's like 2 p.m. White House press briefing just finished. And there was, look, this is insider baseball, I'm not going to lie. But there was some pretty dramatic news with respect to how the press corps, the White House press corps, will be able to interact with the president. You and I have both been members of the White House press corps. We've both been in the pool at the White House press corps. Today, seemingly out of nowhere, though not really, Carolyn Leavitt, the White House press secretary, announced that instead of the White House Correspondents Association being the person who determines the pool, and we'll get into what the pool is in a little bit, the White House itself was going to determine which outlets were in the pool. Let's play the clip, and then on the backside, let's talk about the significance of it.
As you all know, for decades, a group of D.C.-based journalists, the White House Correspondents Association, has long dictated which journalists get to ask questions of the President of the United States in these most intimate spaces. Not anymore. I am proud to announce that we are going to give the power back to the people who read your papers, who watch your television shows, and who listen to your radio stations. Moving forward, the White House press pool will be determined by the White House press team.
All right. First of all, was there an audible whoa?
Yes, there was. I heard that too.
Secondly, is
so I guess they were like all taken off guard.
Get a heads up. Secondly, before we get into the nuts and bolts here, I love that she was like, "We're going to give the power back to the people who watch your programs," and then she's like, "We'll be determining who is in the
pool." Right.
I guess they're the people. I don't know. Let's start with this. Explain to everyone what the pool is, because I don't really think beyond like.
Insider baseball, but it does matter. The press pool is a group of 13 reporters that travel with the president no matter where he goes. So like, he goes back to Mar-a-Lago for the weekend, the group's there. Anything he does, they're there. And historically, the White House Correspondents Association, which what is like over 100 years old at this point, has determined who is part of that rotation, because outlets rotate every day who's actually on duty for being a part of the press pool. They report back to the rest of the press corps what the president says, what the president's doing, et cetera.
And why have the White House Correspondents Association control it as opposed to the White House?
Well, unless you want it to be like giving CCP or giving Kremlin, like you need an independent group of reporters to be the ones that are
to decide. Yes, these are the people who will cover the president, not the president.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that like it's not just like the New York Times and the Washington Post and the AP that are part of this. Like New York Post is in this, Huff Post is like there's a lot of different kinds of new media organizations.
Daily Caller, Huff Post.
Yeah. Daily
Mail.
I'll
just say that.
Tragically, we're not. So it's not like it's just like this like group of like, I don't know, you know, like five or six outlets. Like it's kind of a big rotation at this point.
Right. And what do you get? What is the benefits of being in the pool?
You get to like, obviously you get access, you get to be in the Oval Office, you get to travel with the president. I think, you know, you get to see all this stuff up close and firsthand. All the president's aides get to know you better. You have that kind of interaction. And I think in terms, you know, for like the TV outlets, they get to be right there. They get to have their cameras right there for their new shows and whatnot. It does make a big difference. And especially for places like the AP that are kind of like selling that really fast reaction. As soon as President Trump says something, they blast it out to their subscribers, the people that pay for their services. That's how they make their money.
All right. So the backstory here is the AP refuses to call the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America because it's an international body of water. They are, we should note, calling Mount Denali, Mount McKinley, because it's the U.S. territory. So it's not like they're just totally opposed to Trump. They're just, in this case, using a different standard than Trump wants. Because they're doing that, the White House has kicked them out of the pool, or forbid them from coming into the Oval Office and on Air Force One. This was resulted in a lawsuit. It was partially rejected, or at least temporarily rejected, by a judge yesterday. The White House declared victory. That's what preceded this. Now, Carolyn Leavitt was like, well, we'll continue to have members of the five big TV networks. We'll continue to have a wire service reporter.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
No, I think she's just doing that because she doesn't want to be seen as being overly blunt.
Well, yeah, but, she said like their spots will remain. But like, yes. What is
but
that?
But doesn't that, to me, that's just her being like, it's not too big a deal, but we're going to determine who else gets to come in. But that's the big deal, is who gets to determine who goes in, right? Like, because at any point in time, if it's the White House's prerogative, they'll just be like, actually, we don't like that outlet.
Right.
We don't
and like NBC. It's a chilling effect where like these outlets are businesses. Their business model in part relies on them having, you know, especially for like the TV outlets, having certain kind of visual access.
Right.
And like, how does that, you know, affect sort of how they all think about it?
Well, I suppose if the TV has a pooler at all times and the pooler
they can
still
share,
shares
they can
the
share.
Information.
Yeah.
And so like the big deal here is that if you do give the power away from the institution themselves, you have what essentially what Peter Baker, the New York Times, was tweeting about today, like kind of looks like, well, at least to him, it looks like something he uncovered in Moscow. He writes, having served as a Moscow correspondent in the early days of Putin's reign, this reminds me of how the Kremlin took over its own press pool and made sure that only compliant journalists were given access. Lauren, you didn't cover the Kremlin, did you?
Yeah. No.
It's not good. I'm not happy. I'm not happy that this is the comparison that we're drawing here. And look, while we recorded this, Eugene Daniels, our dear friend, former colleague at Politico, I don't envy him, but he's the president of the White House Correspondents Association. Kind of falls on him to figure out how to push back on this. He put out a pretty lengthy statement. We'll read it in part. This move tears at the independence of a free press in the United States, suggests the government will choose the journalists who cover the president. In a free country, leaders must not be able to choose their own press corps. Goes on through the history of the White House Correspondents Association itself. It says, to be clear, the White House did not give the White House Correspondents Association board a heads up or have any discussions about today's announcements. But the White House Correspondents Association will never stop advocating for comprehensive access, full transparency, and the right of the American public to read, listen to, and watch reports from the White House delivered without fear or favor. So not in that announcement, and maybe that's just because it's to come, as any sense that there's going to be some sort of collective action response to it that I read.
Yeah, I mean, I think even if you watch the press briefing, no one brought it up. Like, no reporter pushed back on it.
It didn't come up. Which is
kind of wild. Like, I don't know. Like, I get that they were caught off guard, but still the fact that, to me, that was, like, just a concerning sign. It's like, people are already, like, kind of running scared and, like,
right.
With the shit happening with the AP, is everyone just kind of like, I'm not going to poke the bear. But, like, right. The fact that not a single person brought it up was wild. So wild to me.
Well, let's play this out in theory. Let's say all the outlets bandy together and they decide, you know what, this is just a line we can't allow. It's our press pool. We need to control who's in it. If the White House is going to take control of that, we won't send anyone to these pool events. Could that happen?
I mean, what does the White House care? Like, I don't know. Like, then
Trump cares enough that he wants the media to
other outlets.
That's the problem, is they'll find someone.
They'll find other outlets that will show up. I think it could work for a minute, but like, I don't know how successful that would actually be.
So if they, let's say they do it and then Right Side Broadcasting Network, like, actually, you know what? Fuck you guys. We'll show up and we'll broadcast this stuff. And then
Right. That
defeats the entire boycott.
Yeah. I mean, like it's also like, I think that the association is it's so much of an institution, right? Like, they all care so much about the fact that like you have to have eyes and ears on the president the entire time.
Right.
I think they'd have a really hard time sort of just like giving that up, even if it was just like a, let's see what happens over the next 48 hours. Like,
so you think ultimately they value the access in the, not just access, but the need to be.
Yeah. Cause access implies. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
A bad word. The sort of, very important.
The like public service part of it. Whereas like, if we take our eyes and ears off the president, even if we're doing it for like, you know, this greater purpose.
Yeah, but that's a slippery slope, right? Because once you start doing this, they'll control anything, right?
Right. Because if you do that, you're just then agreeing to play by their rules.
Whatever his rules are. Right.
Yeah.
And then at that point, you're basically saying, well, I mean, this is, they're going to control at this point, the pool reports too, right? Or maybe not. So the pool reports are the things that are sent out off of an event. Let's say Trump's meeting with Macron. They only are allowing print poolers in, not the TV cameras. So that's not what happened yesterday. But let's say in theory they are. Print pooler is there. He's got a write-up or she's got to write up exactly what was said in that moment. And they're literally one of four or five people who are in the room to document it. Usually the print pool is sent to the White House Correspondents Association for dissemination. Right? Am I wrong about that?
Correct.
Am I
right? That is
then,
right.
Then if in theory the White House is taking over this responsibility, the print pool then gets sent to the White House for dissemination, potentially. We don't know the details yet.
Well, the print pooler can like send it out directly to all of the people who are part of the White House Correspondents Association. Right,
but this is a question now, is how do you disseminate the pooled events if the right. White House is the one determining who the poolers are?
Right, right. Yeah, it's just really, really messy. And the pool reports, like the pool reports, I mean, they are supposed to serve as this, like, you know, I think we can get like a little too pearl clutchy sometimes about like the role that the association plays in setting the historical record. But like, you can go back and find pool reports from like years and years ago. Like they do yeah. serve as the fundamental, like
they're very important,
you know, they're really important. So it's also like, okay, what outlets are going to be writing the pool reports now? You know, like how are we going to like,
well, I will say I was early HuffPost White House pooler in the Obama years. And there was a lot of anger within the White House Correspondents Association over my inclusion in the pool, because they thought I would write biased pool reports. I don't think I did, but it's possible if you look back.
We can all go back and read.
Yeah, exactly. All right. On the scale of like 1 to 10, 10 being like pretty problematic, hair on fire, one being like, it's okay, we can plow through this. Where do you put this one?
This is in terms of like,
press, just press the press access, not like real world.
This is a
10. Shit.
This is bad. A 10? This is really bad. Are you kidding? Okay. Like,
I was gonna go with a 7.5 to 8, but you might be right.
I mean, I think we have to give it like, if you, let's see if this works out in practice. The other thing is, it's really expensive to travel with the president. Like, well, media outlets have to pay for that.
Yeah, so like, that's another bomb. You know, but I don't know if like all the right wing Trumpy outlets are gonna be on board for doing all that expensive travel.
Yeah, maybe. Like it's a lot of money.
Yeah, maybe the podcasters are sitting on a lot of real dough there. Okay, cool. This was helpful, a little alarming. Relatedly, you guys can check out the interview I had with Chuck Tata about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, where we talked about the treatment of the AP. Chuck's big thing was collective action has to happen, and it's probably too late. I think Chuck was proven right, actually, because if they did this today, we're already down the slippery slope. All right, Lauren, thanks for doing this.
Catch you later.
If Eugene hits you up, pitch him on
YouTube.
Did
we like send him
YouTube?
Some ice cream or something?
I don't know.
He's send him a little. On.
Eugene, we feel for you, buddy.
We love you, buddy.
We do love you. All right. Tune into the feed, guys. Subscribe. We'll be in touch.